Good morning, again.
Again. Submit.
All set? Good. Okay. Let's see what we can find here. Okay. A very warm welcome again to everyone. Here we are already at our functional design meeting, and this is what we are going to do. The opening, which we are doing now. And a special note, I'm project manager, but on the meetings I'm also the secretary, which means I will make minutes, as I did of the previous meeting. And I'll also put these as fast as possible in the project folder, so you can see them and review what we have discussed. If I'm right, there are three presentations. I guess each one of you has prepared one. Good. And we will also take a look at new project requirements, if you haven't heard about them yet. And then, of course, we have to take a decision on the remote control functions. And we have some more time, 40 minutes, but I think we will need it. I don't know who wants to go first with his presentation. You can go first. Okay. Is there an order? I haven't. And one question, your name, Danny, is it with a AEA? Okay, thank you.
I want to explain the working design of the remote control. It's possibly very handy if you want to design one of those. It basically works as I wrote down in this little summary. When you press a button, that's when you do, for example, when you want to turn up the volume. A little connection is made. The rubber button just presses on the
sorry.
On the little plates, which makes a connection that gives the chips, which is mounted beneath those, that plastic of the rubber button, senses that the connection has been made. And knows what button you press, for example, the volume up or volume down button. The chip makes a Morse code-like signal, which then is signaled to several transistors, which makes which sends the signal to a little LED. You know what that is? Okay. And that makes the infrared light signal, which is sent to the television set, which has a sensor in it to sense the signal of the infrared. That's basically how it works. The findings that I found searching up some detailed information about the remote controls are that they are very easy to produce. It's possible to make it in mass production because it is as easy as printing a page. Just a fiberglass plate is covered with some coatings and chips. And the technology is already available. We don't have to find out how remote controls have to work or how to make some chips that are possible to transmit those signals. question about how I control the words. Animation.
Yeah, it's a little bug. It's in the smart board.
Well, subcomponent. I suppose that you understand what subcomponent this is. In this example, it's the button. When it's pressed down, the switch is switched on. So with the wire is sent to the chip in cooperation with the battery, of course, because to make a signal possible, you have to have some sort of electronic. After it's being composed by the chip, the signal is transported to the infrared bulb, and from there it signals a Morse code-like signal to the bulb in the television set. I wrote down some personal preferences about remote control. Of course, it's very handy if the remote control is handheld, so you don't have to wind it up or something, or just it's very light to use it. I personally prefer that come available in various colors, and easy to use buttons, but I suppose that one of the other team members thought of that for too. And it is possible for several designs, and easy to use buttons. Perhaps soft touch, touch screen buttons, because the little buttons are always they can be slightly damaged, so the numbers on the buttons are not possible to read anymore. And well, as I said before, we can make several designs. Okay. No, that's my contribution to this meeting again.
Okay. Thank you.
This
can I go next?
Yep. Please.
Functions design of the remote. I did this by looking at examples of other remote controls, of how they look, and information from the web that I found. Well, what I found was that the actual use of the remote control is to send messages to the television set, what you described this study. And this can be all sorts of messages, turn it on, turn it off, change the channel, adjust volume, that kind of thing. Play video text, but also play CD if you're using your CD player, the remote control. There are some examples of remote controls. You can see they are very different. The one has got all the functions that you could possibly need and a lot of buttons, etc. And the other is more user friendly, with big buttons, and not all the stuff you can do with it. The essential stuff is there. I guess you could better, you should look at a user-centered approach, because the customers have to use them, and if they don't think it's usable, they won't buy it. A lot of buttons they might think, I don't need as much as that. Personal preferences is a simple remote with the basic functions that you can need, you could use. But keep in mind the new function of TV, what we discussed earlier, split screen, and is that a function that you should have because all the TVs will have them, or because only a few will have it isn't really necessary. And then I would make sure that you can use it on more than one appliance. If you have one that does the video, it could also work with the stereo, because play is play and stop. You could reuse the buttons, so you don't have to have a lot of buttons for anything. And it should be user-friendly, clear buttons, and not too much. That's my presentation.
Okay, thank you.
because it just discussed functional requirements of the remote. That means that functions users want to have on the remote control, or just the method I prefer is we're going to look which section of the users we are going to focus on more. Are the young people going to buy the remote control or the other people? And at that section we're going to focus and adjust the remote more to that section than the whole user section. Some data. Younger people from 16 to 30, 45 years are more interested in few features like LCD screens, speech recognition, etc. And we possess about 2/3 of the market from in that range of age. The elderly people from 45 years to 65 years are not that much interested in features, and we possess less than 2/3, that's 2/5 of the market share in that area. Finally, 50% of the users use a remote often, so we don't have to make it very small, like a mobile phone or something, but somewhat bigger than small, so you don't lose that much anymore. 75% of the users also find it ugly, and 75% of the users step a lot, so the buttons should be that small, or shouldn't be that complex, because you have to search for the buttons which one you want to use. Important issues about the remote. I think it would be better with personal reference, but remote control has to have a low power usage, because 75% of the users only step one time an hour, so the power usage is also about one time an hour, so with a high power usage we would use a lot of batteries. The volume button and the channel buttons are the two most important buttons on the remote control, so those have to be found very easily and have to be somewhat like bigger, etc. It has also have to find easily when the label is gone. My colleague also announced that the label should be scratched off or will be off the slates. So if that's the problem, we also have to find it easily on the remote. Buttons, like my other colleague said, have to be minimalized or should be covered, or in the LCD screen. The LCD screen is easy because you have the LCD screen, you have the various options, put one option and then you have all the buttons of that option, so the other options will be gone and you don't see the buttons. So LCD screen should be easy, but an LCD screen, the problem with the LCD screen is that elderly people from 45 to 65 years don't use the LCD screen a lot. So we have to keep that in mind, that if you're going to implement LCD screen, you don't have to make it that hard to learn or to use.
LCD screen as in touchscreen?
Yeah, touchscreen. Yeah. The last but not least, younger people are more critical about features, because they use the remote control often, more often, and are more technical than the older people. And the older people spend more money and easily on the remote control. So we have to keep in mind to focus not that much on the younger people, but also somewhat on the elderly people. And on my personal references, I don't have any more time to cover that, but like I said, LCD screen is easily to use because you can implement a lot of buttons in one remote with not that much buttons. And it should be easy to use, especially the volume buttons, the channel buttons, and the number buttons to set through the channels. And that is it.
Okay, thank you. Well, thank you all. Huh? I don't know, did everyone receive an email with the new project requirements?
No?
Well, then I think it's a good thing that I made a separate slide of them, so you can all read them. Oh, well, not in this presentation. Should be in there. Well, I can tell you them from my laptop. Teletext has become outdated since the popularity of the internet. So that's the first thing we I think we should pay less attention to teletext. The remote control should only be used for the television, otherwise the project becomes more complex, which endangers the time to market, and of course will make it more costly, I think. Our current customers are within the age group of 40 plus. New products should reach a new market with customers that are younger than 40, and you talked about that before. And a last point, but also very important, our corporate image should stay recognizable in our products, which means that our corporate color and slogan must be implemented in the new design. So we have to keep that in mind. Well, according to our agenda, it's then time to take a decision on the remote control functions. So who has any idea about what should be on it and what shouldn't? Yeah, only be used for television. Well, it says only for television here.
Right.
Makes it a lot easier, huh?
I think it's easy to implement, but with especially do that because some TVs, if you press the 1 and then the 2,
it makes 12.
Yeah. 5 seconds and make 12.
Yeah.
And that's not relaxed.
and there are some models that don't accommodate that function. So the Philips television makes it possible in that indeed to press 1 and then 2 to make to reach channel 12. But all the television makes use of those buttons,
yeah.
Where you first press that button and then press two digits to
yeah,
so get.
Well, new products should reach a market with customers that are younger than 40. And now we have current customers of 40 plus.
I think to because most remote controls print plate will be broken in how about 2 years. You have to press very hard to contribute zero with the LED screen. It's easier because you only have to wipe the screen to for a fingerprint.
Yeah. But I think that collides with our mission to make it very cheap because LCD screens are very expensive.
Yeah,
touch screen probably even more. Is it possible to make an LCD screen? How was the information?
Yeah, it only says that this percentage like LCD screen because, and it says that younger age between 16 and 45 highly interesting features more critical.
So perhaps we should focus on an LCD screen.
Yeah, because our target is 16 to 45.
Yeah, but will we not exceed our production? Is it possible to find out anyway?
But if you do an LCD thing, you have don't you have any buttons? Or because it only directs at the TV, then you only have. I don't know what you want.
No, an LCD screen is just like a drone here. It just displays several buttons.
Yeah.
For example, if you want the minimal use buttons such as channel and volume, it just displays four buttons on the screen, and
so
it's possible to press them down, just like the screen.
So you can adjust which buttons you want on that.
Yeah,
you can make it possible
like
to do that.
For example, adjust the audio settings, press audio on the touch screen, you get the buttons for the audio settings.
Yeah,
so the other buttons will go.
So we're going for an LCD screen, and hoping that when we produce a lot, it won't be too expensive.
So we have 1250, I guess.
1250?
Yeah, I don't know how expensive.
Well, I suppose we if the mar if our if the if the young people are interested in LCD screens, we should make them.
Mm-hmm.
And if that is our market share to our goal to deliver those.
But we also said that we should not only focus on the younger people, but also on the older.
Yeah.
And will they use it if it only has an LCD screen?
46 to 45, 32%, and 56 and 65, 12%. But our project requirements are the new products should be reached for new markets, the customers that are younger than 40.
But you don't want to alienate the other.
No, they're not. No.
But
so
if they also buy, that's alright.
Yeah, but market share for 40 years are younger and higher than 65 and younger.
Right.
Okay, so LCD it is?
Yes.
Okay. And what else?
Let's hope to reach those
yeah,
the sales.
If it's too much, too expensive, then yeah, we should be sticking to rubber buttons.
Yeah, can you? I think that they will send you some information about the cost of LCD screens.
No costs at all.
So if you, you receive an email about that, can you post it in the, or should we post that in the our project map folder?
I think we all get the costs of everything.
Because you are the marketing expert.
Yeah, okay. I'll post it.
Perhaps we should have a backup plan if we would use it.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, okay, but for now it's LCD.
Yeah.
Okay.
75% of users find it ugly.
The LCD?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a bit of a problem.
80% of users would spend more money with a random remote would look fancy.
Oh, that's a bit of a problem.
It all looks fancy when
it's fancy
screen.
When
it
has an
LCD
screen.
Yeah, but they don't like it. They think it's ugly when it has an LCD.
Yeah, you just the play remotes, not specific LCD remotes.
Oh, all right. I thought when you said
that.
Yeah, maybe you can make something fancy out of an LCD remote because it's new,
mm-hmm.
as far as I know.
And another thing that 75% said a lot, but that's not a question with the LCD screen. Only thing you have to do is wipe the screen off once in time to get all the fingerprints off of it.
Okay, what else does our remote need?
A mute button.
The most important things on a remote control are channel selection, volume selection, and power usage, and the data text, but that is not on the question.
Shouldn't you put a button for teletext text on the people want to use it?
Yeah.
And then
mm-hmm.
you have got a big remote which you have to fill.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we could make a separate menu on the LCD screen for teletext.
And it's also
the less important things are screen settings, audio settings, and channel settings.
Yeah, they're less important, but I think they should be there.
Yeah,
right?
Should be there, but not.
But in a sub menu or something like that. I think it's also important to make it possible to to not use batteries and use accu batteries to to be
yeah
sure indeed
yeah.
So you can mount the remote control to
to
refill the
Yeah,
but I don't know how much this is going to
work. Okay, because when you get an LCD screen, you run it on batteries.
Yeah.
Batteries will be very soon.
Power supply is one of
you
the most important things.
Perhaps you should be able to switch the control off if you have an LCD screen that burns all the time.
Yeah.
You shouldn't only. That's very extra that you have first to turn the remote on and then you can.
I think it's not that easy. Because I don't think people would like it that you have to turn it on first and then use it.
Yeah.
I think it's better when the TV shuts down, the remote shuts down.
And go to standby mode when you don't use it. So
automatically.
After 2 minutes or 3 minutes.
Yeah. And maybe a low battery indicator
on
the screen?
Sure.
That's before an hour.
So we are going for the recharger.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Is it sensible?
No, when you're done.
You're
huh?
done with watching your television, you have to put it.
Batteries go hours, 6 hours.
Yeah, sure.
But you
of course.
Also forget to put it in.
Yeah,
if
yeah,
you throw it on the couch and you don't.
But you also forget to buy batteries.
Yeah.
Then you can't use it, so.
Or you have to be sure that the batteries last a couple of days when you charge.
Yeah.
I think the battery should work a lot longer than a couple of days.
Yeah, but we can also use screen.
Yeah, that's.
High power users.
High power users, so it should be a standard move to put your remote control in the charger when you're done
yeah.
watching television. It's also a great advantage because you can't lose it anymore. Because
yeah.
you are obliged to put it in the charger
yeah.
and not to leave it in your couch between some cushions.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
yeah.
You also have somewhere where you can put a remote charger near your couch. Because otherwise you have to
yeah,
walk along when you want to turn on the TV.
Just a small device.
Yeah,
like
I think everything
has
to
be
a
big.
Yeah, like the Devon charger or something.
Yeah, just a cable or
yeah.
Even a charger where you can mount it on.
Yeah.
Something like that. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I've... Yeah, you have some more points.
Speech recognition.
Functional designs for the elderly, you could make it possible to enlarge the screen to make it possible to not display a button at 10 points.
I think that's what you're stating.
Yeah, but it is one of the functions you have to specify.
Yep. Okay.
Because we can look at perhaps 40 buttons at the screen, but the elderly only look at 2 buttons. Okay.
And you said something about speech recognition?
Yeah, it's
speech recognition.
Yeah.
12.50.
Also, 91%, 60 to 25, 26 to 35 years, 76%, and 36 to 45, 35%.
So it's pretty
big. It's
pretty
big.
I
even bigger than for LCD.
No, let's do speech.
Well, let's leave out all the remote controls and just put a microphone on top
yeah.
of the television.
You can slap or something.
Turn volume up.
Yeah.
Hey, that's an idea.
Yeah, you should say the wrong thing.
Okay. Well, that should, it has to be remote control now.
Yeah,
but they want to talk into the remote control
yeah.
or
why
something?
Not,
or
why not?
Look for more speech recognition in the remote control. So
yeah.
I think it's
but do we want to implement that?
I think the LCD screen should be sufficient.
Yeah.
But when you look at the percentages,
yeah,
the
speech recognition
yeah.
scores even higher. Huh?
Why not?
Yeah, well, maybe because of the cost, but nobody knows how much it will cost.
To have LCD screen because in the area of 36 to 45, we have about 30% of the market share in our hands, and 55 of those. People want LCD screen and 35 want speaker recognition. So I think it's better to keep it with LCD screen.
But would it be useful to implement both? On one remote?
Cost, yeah.
yeah. I don't know.
No, it can be done with the cost of profit.
If it should be done, if it could be done.
Yeah.
We should do it.
But how
yeah.
would you like to implement that? That you say volume up and then
certain systems already exist, I think.
Then you also have to have different languages,
because
we've got international,
you know.
It's
used
to do French and
yeah.
Dutch and English.
But it should be accommodated with some software.
Yeah. Because then I think in Chinese
yeah,
it's different
right.
written, volume is different written than
yeah.
Swahili
mm-hmm.
or something.
Swahili.
Maybe you can use icons for the speaker.
Yeah.
But that's better than language.
So we want to it's international. Okay.
What else?
So no speech recognition or?
Well,
no?
If it could be done, we
yeah.
It should be done.
Yeah.
It could be done. It should be done.
Yeah.
yeah, and then with the different languages.
Yeah, that should be.
That's not so difficult.
Okay, just make a separate remote for each.
Voice operated systems, and they are all possible to.
Well, you should adjust.
Every language of dialect.
to speak so that it can understand.
I think it can be implemented, but maybe.
You could use that as an option,
yes,
if you have
option, yes.
money left or something. Let's do speech.
Speech recognition.
Okay, so we only do it when we have enough money left.
Yes.
Okay, well, I've written down an on or off button, volume selection, channel selection, the digits from 1 to 0, or from 0 to 9, a digit button to switch between 1 and 2 digits, mute button, a separate menu for teletext, a battery indicator. We're going to use a docking station, and probably LCD, and if there's enough money, speech recognition, and the possibility to enlarge buttons or to have large buttons in general.
Teletext, it wasn't really important.
No.
You also now have colors. I don't know if we should implement that.
Oh.
Yeah, when you press the red button, you go to page 102, and when you press the I don't know if we should implement that, because it says that teletext is not really important.
Shortcuts.
Yeah, shortcuts. Okay, and you can't go to
that. We could also implement the audio settings, screen settings, and channel settings, but as sub-menus.
Yeah.
Hmm. Mainly, if you turn the remote control on, you have to use, you have to see 1 till 0, channel, or volume. And if you want to use teletext, screen, or audio, then you can press it.
Yeah.
It should be available, but not...
Not directly available.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so not too much teletext support, but in a separate menu and.
So actually, it is there, but,
yeah, but
just not really
good. Yeah. So this confuses the user.
You have to search for it.
To be easy to use.
I'll search, yeah. If you want to use teletext, you can push the teletext button, and then the options become available.
Yeah, that's
right. You sign with it.
Okay, but no more buttons or functions or.
No. What else can you do with that?
Aren't we forgetting something? Very important.
Examples here, but I don't think there's anything we're missing.
Very pause or something.
No, we don't have a video on this. They're a bit small, you should stretch them.
Ping!
Technical functions.
I guess we've got them.
Like what you have for me.
Yeah, this actually. Yeah, the zoom buttons.
For a TV.
Yeah, wide screen, high screen, different things.
I bet you can put them on
yeah, different.
On
yeah.
Yeah. That should also be a sub menu.
Yeah, it should be available, but then in certain screen settings.
Yeah. So we should also implement screen settings.
Yeah, screen settings, audio settings, teletext settings you have,
yeah.
Channel settings.
Yeah, so you can
so those four, and of course the main.
Yeah, so first you see the main, and the other ones you can go to.
Like tap screens or something, or I don't know.
I hope we can do this.
There are a lot of options depending on what kind of television you got. Because if you don't get a widescreen television, you don't need to screen
need
settings
then
for.
Then you don't use it.
Yeah, and if the television does not support such operations.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to use it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you leave it
yeah.
Or it could be possible to have a standard version of the remote, an expanded version.
And do we want them in different colors? Or in the buttons,
yeah.
The colors, I think the main color of the remote control is the color of the LCD screen.
Yeah.
Because we don't want
the device itself.
Device itself.
How many percent? 80%.
Let's think it's ugly.
We'll spend more money if it looks fancy.
Okay, so use a very lot of people.
Perhaps you can make adjustable front, like if it's
adjustable front.
Front, yeah.
You can okay. So
but
very
I
interesting.
Think
well. Make it available in different colors. Sure.
Yeah.
Red, white, blue, black.
And a see-through.
Simpsons versions. And
if you press a button, it turns green.
Okay, well, that's the signal for our last final 5 minutes. So I have the things I just read. Then we have separate menus for teletext, screen settings, audio settings, and what else?
Channel settings.
Channels. Well, we said teletext also a separate menu.
Otherwise, the menu button push menu, then you have main usage, all the settings.
Okay, but we can work that out later, I guess. So we're having a general menu with the most used functions, teletext, screen settings, audio settings, channel settings, and maybe there are options for the remote itself, like large icons or small icons, and I don't know what else, but. Yeah, but on the LCD,
LCD,
huh?
Right?
Yeah. Right? Yeah, okay.
So we don't have any normal buttons.
No, normal buttons, yeah. Maybe only the on the
you don't know.
But we don't need a special options menu for the remote itself.
No.
Okay.
Oh well, you should be able to set which TV you have. If you
yeah,
have
sure, of course you need the settings button or settings option for the remote control.
Yeah. Normal on and off button for TV?
No.
You don't have to
we discussed that you could charge it, otherwise it jumps to standby mode.
Yeah, but not for the remote, but for the TV.
Yeah, the TV, of course. I think that's the best thing is that you implement that one in the menu with the volume.
But not as normal, but in
no.
Well, maybe there should be a separate button apart from the LCD because you can't turn it on when the LCD is off. So how do you turn the thing on? There has to be a on button on the remote. Tap the thing, okay. And then the television is on also, or just the remote?
No, it's remote. Don't have to be on.
Yeah, it should be in standby mode.
Yeah, standby, then press on the remote, press on, and then it should be
I don't know whether it's having to have a normal on button, or just regular for TV, so you can turn it on and then you can choose the channel. Otherwise you
normal button on the remote control?
Yeah,
or no?
To turn it on. Or we should put it in the LCD screen.
Yeah, because when you touch the LCD screen when it is in standby mode, it should pop on.
Yeah.
Okay,
why
well.
Would it be handy to have the moment?
Well, I guess if you use the LCD screen, you first have to start with the on button and you will then turn and then the thing goes on. But if you have normal on button on the remote, then you do it on, and then you search the channel.
Yeah, but I think the remote control, if you press tap the screen, it always should jump to the screen which has the volume button, channel button, and of course also the on and off button.
Yeah.
I think it looks a lot more fancy.
Yeah,
because,
I
you don't have any buttons on.
Yeah.
Yeah. So actually, we're going to create a buttonless remote, no buttons at all. Okay, well, that might be a unique selling point, huh, for a remote. Okay, well, I guess we have to postpone further discussion to our next meeting because we're running out of time. For now, we're having a lunch break, and then there will be half an hour for the next share of individual work. I will write minutes if I can create them out of this, and put them in the project documents folder. And here are the individual actions for the other roles. And of course, specific instructions will be sent to you again by your personal coach. Luckily, as we are. Okay. Well, thank you very much for now, and have a nice lunch. Huh?